Okay, welcome to the Pickup Korea podcast. And today I have a special guest who
I'm not
is
that special. I'm just a
a
guest.
not very special guest by the name of Lazarus.
Round
Round 2 with him.
two. Back
Yes.
in Korea after our trip in Poland, our last little podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So I figured today we could maybe run around a couple subjects, but one thing that I definitely wanted to talk about would be the importance of reps. So we talk about that a lot, right? So why would you say like reps are so important? I know we mention this a lot, you know.
Right. Well, my take on reps is pretty much like it's not specific. Honestly, the whole importance of reps isn't even really specific to pickup. Like people want to ask all these like crazy questions and stuff like that, and they ask, well, how do you get better at this, that, whether it's weightlifting, martial arts, or anything like that. The key thing to getting better at everything is just repetition. You do it a bunch until it becomes just instinctual.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of questions that I'll get is like, guys kind of want like a quick fix, like, oh, I want to only go on one day every few months and then have it work out, or like, I don't really want to approach that much. I want to get a few numbers and just text them for months and hope it works out later,
Yeah,
right?
that's the wrong re texting the same girl a bunch of times is the wrong kind of repetition.
Exactly. So, kind of like, I mean, I notice a lot of guys, like, they get into this, they'll maybe go out and they'll do like five approaches or whatever. And they're like, okay, that's enough for the day. And that's kind of like going to the gym and you do like, you grab the, whatever, you're going to do bench, right? And you do five reps of one set and like, oh, yeah, I'm cool. I'm good now. It's like when you actually go out and you want to get in reps, it's important to get like a lot of reps in different situations. Like that's the way I look at it. Like I'll hit the street, or if it's a nightclub or a bar or whatever, move around, hit up different stuff. And it's not like, you know what I mean? I'm not just going like, okay, I did three, that's it. Okay, I'm going home now,
Well, one of the other things that's really important is we say reps, so it's like something to keep in your mind of like it's kind of like you know that you need to do something more than 3 times in a night or whatever. But really, one of the other things that's the other component of doing reps is not being so conscious about how many reps you're doing. You're doing it because you enjoy the process of the improvement of like, oh, I get another chance to try to improve myself. That's really what it is. It's like you repeatedly see every opportunity, every time you do it, is like, oh, this is the chance. Maybe I can tweak this a little bit, or maybe I can do this a little bit, and you're excited about the process of development.
Exactly. So it's not just actually doing blind reps, right? You're learning, you're adjusting from each rep that you do, and you're getting quality reps in, right? Like you said, you're excited about the process, you're improving, and you're not just blindly going through the motions, right? That's a big part of it, I would say, for sure.
Right, you're focused on making the most out of the attempt, but you're also not so fixated on making the most out of it that you get really pissed off and frustrated if it doesn't go very well.
So in terms of dating, right? Like, first, you need to get a lot of reps approaching, or as well as online, perhaps, setting up your profile, messaging a lot of girls, right? And then a lot of guys, they'll do a lot of approaches, or maybe not that many, or do some online stuff, but then their reps are not good, or they're just not doing a lot of it, actually. That's the biggest thing, is that taking action, number one, is super important. Getting the reps in, as we mentioned. Then there's reps on perhaps texting, right? Then there's reps on dates. Like a lot of guys, the reason they're not good on dates is because they're not getting enough reps, just like we mentioned before, right? And so they'll do a few approaches and they'll get a date every now and then, and they're just so rusty and they haven't done enough of it that they're not comfortable with it, and they don't know, like, things that come up, they'll have never even seen that before, right? So reps on dates are super important.
And
So
that's one of the other things. That's really, like you said, situations that you'll see like they haven't seen it before. It's not that you do the same thing 100 times. It's that you've set up stuff as much as possible. But throughout the course of you doing that, you're going to see little different situations because you've been on however many dates, however many approaches, and you're going to have been like, oh, I've already seen this a few times, and this seems to be what happens. It's not, oh, I saw that one time, and here's what I think. And like you're trying to extrapolate shit out based on one time or like a story you heard from somebody, but you're actually building up your reference experience by doing it. And that'll also help build up your general confidence when you're doing any of these actions.
Yeah, exactly. So when you go out, you do, let's say you're doing street game or day game, you go out there. Like I said, I treat it kind of like the gym initially. That's when I was learning. Like I'd go out 2 hours today, Monday 2 hours, maybe Wednesday I get off early. I'm doing 4 hours of street. I'm getting a lot of different reference experiences. I realize the different kind of reactions you get, different types of girls. Like you said, you build up the reference experiences, so it becomes more, you're comfortable, and you also see pattern recognition. Like, oh, I'm used to this situation. This is, I've been in this a few times, right? Or 100 times, maybe, or 1,000, right? Whereas where most guys are doing, they're doing a few and the same situation, and then I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go to Thursday party on Friday and hit up two girls, and that's it for the night. Or I'm gonna go to the Gangnam Main Street and hit up the same situation like twice and go home, right? So getting those initial reps, right? And then, like I said, the important thing is, of course, setting a time, kind of like I call it like time blocking. Like, you're gonna go to the gym, I'm gonna put in 2 hours of the gym, and then put in 2 quality hours, not just like, you can go to the gym for 2 hours, you can hang out by the water
You
machine,
can
drink
physically be there for
water.
2 hours, but
Exactly.
are you focused on the process that you're going through?
Exactly. So that's what, yeah, exactly.
And so one of the other things, one of the reasons that I actually talked to Keither about wanting to do this particular subject was one of my hobbies is sort of an aggregate of hobbies of which I like to try new stuff that has to do with like the culture I'm in. And so anybody that's known me for a while knows that like I like to try different stuff. I went to, I was in Colombia for like a month and I was doing salsa dance out there. Never done any dancing or anything sort of a little bit softer like that. And I had a blast. I did it hard every day. I was in there for 4 hours and I got a little bit past the initial gringo phase. I did the same thing. I was like in Thailand for a month doing Muay Thai. That was a pretty painful hobby, but I like doing different stuff like that. And us being in Korea, one of the things I picked up recently, as in like the last couple weeks, is started shooting target archery. And what's funny about doing all of these different things is, as Keith made the reference a second ago to lifting weights and exercise. Well, for me, that's not really a new thing. I've been doing that for the last 20 years. I've been either lifting heavy or running or something like that, doing a lot of different fitness stuff. And so while I enjoy doing it, I'm already good at that. I've already been through a lot of the learning curve on that particular thing. But I like to pick up new stuff because it forces me back out of my zone of confidence of like, I know how to do this and I'm good at it and I know the ins and the outs and all that stuff. So I picked up this archery thing recently and it's really funny how it kind of worked out because pretty much from the time I've got started, I've just been just doing it consistently every day, and not even like screwing around with it. I'll do it like for 2 hours every day, and there's not really even like an end goal. It's just it's the process of it's a different way of me sort of learning about myself because if anybody's ever done it, if it's like whether you're doing archery or golf or something that is like it is a physical based coordination exercise, but it doesn't require a lot of strength or endurance or any of that kind of stuff. It's more of a can you focus and can you stay calm kind of thing because it's really easy to take a shot and then it's crap and then to get yourself frustrated and it's so just like in golf. So one of the reasons that I've been wanting to do it is because it forces me to focus on that part of my attitude of like, yes, you can screw up, but you're going to maintain your center and control and all that stuff. Because if you're not able to focus or you're not able to like control your emotions, it's gonna show. It's gonna show in the shot because your shot is gonna be off in some weird crazy place because your hands are shaking or you're jerking around or something like that. So it's a pretty cool way of taking something and like focusing on like that particular part of your personality. And then it goes back to the same stuff of I may be new to that and I may be new to little things here and there. But one thing I'm not new to is getting laid. I've been doing that. I've been in that pursuit for quite some time. And it is pretty interesting seeing sort of the I get frustrated just like anybody when it comes to women, and it's and seeing that little part of my personality come out, it's kind of nice having a different way of working on that personality without it directly impacting my ability to get laid, like in a negative way, like I got to take a bunch of like the risks associated with losing my shit.
Right. No, you made some good analogies there. So you mentioned how, like, when you're going out to shoot arrows or whatnot, a lot of it is about controlling yourself and being present to the moment and not being overly frustrated, and then getting those reps in so you're comfortable in the process, right? And so it's the same thing with pickup too. A lot of guys, I notice they'll go out there on, you know, on dates or go approaching, and they do a few sets here and there, and then basically a lot of, they're still in their head. It's very clear, like, oh, they're trying to overcome their approach anxiety, or they're thinking about what to say next. And so they're not really getting to the point in the session, I guess you would call it, right? Like when you go shoot arrows, your session, a couple
hours. Yeah, after you warmed up.
Right, after you warmed up, exactly. Exactly. So most people, I've realized that just from watching so many guys go out, they cut off the session before they even really warmed up into it, before they got to that point where they're like, oh, this is going to be cool. I'm relaxed. I'm calm. I'm used to this, and I'm less jerky. I'm less thinking about the next thing to say. I'm more in the moment, you know, and they're coming at it now from, like, you know, even for me, sometimes I go out, I'll get blown out a few times and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm back to, you know, you get kind of comfortable in your own skin kind of thing after that point, right?
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing. Maybe you shoot a few shitty arrows, right? It's like you got it out of your system.
Yeah.
Now you're like, all right, now I'm kind of focused again. And then all of a sudden you start getting bullseyes or something, right? And so, yeah, that's definitely a big thing, is that guys kind of give up before they even warmed up. Or they give up in the warming.
Give up before you warm up.
Yeah. No, that's really, it's really common.
You need to get that on a t-shirt. Yeah. Don't give up before you warm up.
No, it's such a big thing though, right? And then even with, like, we talk about the reps on dates and everything, right? Like, they go on maybe, oh yeah, this week I got 2 dates. And it's like they're starting to kind of get it. And then they don't take the action. Then they don't get more dates, right? So they're like, it's almost like they're straddling that, like, warm-up zone. But they never really pass the threshold of, like, now they're in it. Do you see what I'm saying? That's like a big thing that I've noticed.
Well, and then one of the other things, you know, a lot of times people have to, we understand, like, people have busy schedules, they got different stuff going on. But one of the other things that a lot of people do, like, if you ask them, like, oh yeah, what are you up to this weekend, whatever, they're like, oh, I'm just chilling, I'm just Netflixing, or I'm just whatever. And here's the thing, like right now, it's August 2020 in Korea, and we are having really the worst, I think probably the worst monsoon season I've ever seen, like, in terms of, like, the length. So it's very, very easy to make excuses to not do stuff. I mean, like, excuses that people would reasonably understand. Like, it's you know, it was tearing down rain multiple times a day. Keegan was still out there approaching. He was still hotties. Yeah. And it's easy, like, it'd be easy to just not do it. Like, I you know, the back of the archery thing, it was ripping down, and I had a rag leave this morning, and she just wanted to lay around and take a nap and all that stuff. And I'm like, you know, suddenly it's 1 p.m. and I'm like, dude, I haven't done anything other than, like, nap and have sex with this girl. As soon as she left, I put my stuff on, and I drove out to the range, and it was still tearing down rain throughout the whole session. But I wanted to, like, get out there, get my reps. It would have been super easy for me to just say, nah, I'm just going to stay home. I'm just going to watch some Netflix, and I'll just do it another day.
Yeah, exactly. So that really comes down to, people say they don't have time, but everybody fucking has time. At the end of the day, most people, they're at home probably right now watching YouTube, listening to YouTube stuff.
Listening to
this podcast. Texting with other people or whatever, right? And so time is something that you really learn. If you really want something, you find the time for it, right? You really want to do archery, you do it whatever, whenever the fucking time you have to do it, right? You really want whatever. You want a fitness goal, you're going to make that. You'll wake up an hour earlier and
you
go to the gym.
You'll find a way to make it happen because it's just always on your mind.
Yeah, exactly. So if you have the intention to really do something, then you are going to adjust your schedule, or you're going to change yourself in order to make that happen. Right?
And really what you mean is, when you say you don't have time for something, really what you're saying is, I don't have time for that. It's just not, that important. And think about it, is everybody has things that would be nice. Like, it would be nice to have $1 million. It'd be nice to have a six pack. But it's like, if you're not actively taking steps to do that, then you probably don't really want it. And then the other thing, I see this a lot with guys that are trying to up their skills with women, is they spend so much time focused on, oh yeah, that didn't go this way because this, whatever. And they're not really looking for a solution. They're looking for an excuse.
Right.
We understand shit's not always going to go your way, but it's like, were you is after something doesn't go your way, what's the first thing that's, and I'm not just saying to necessarily to other people, could be to yourself, an excuse to yourself of, oh yeah, like this issue or whatever. But the question is like, when you, something doesn't go your way, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Is it, oh yeah, that wasn't going to work because I don't speak any, you know, I don't speak any Korean, or I don't speak any of that language, or I'm just not tall enough, or whatever. You're just looking for a reason why it fucked up, rather than looking for the reason of, this is how I'm going to make it better in the future. And it might be very much true. Like, some of the hotter girls in Korea don't speak in English. Some of the hotter girls in any country don't speak English, because they're focused on their looks and getting taken care of, rather than learning English. And that's part of, you know, that's just a fact of life. But, you know, if that's the problem, you can get better at that thing. You get better at languages. You can't make yourself any taller, but we know some people that are not tall. They're shorter than the average woman, and they find ways to actually turn that to their advantage. So, you know, you can actually work. There are a lot of things that are technically disadvantages that you can work into just making a niche.
Exactly. Right? I think a lot of it is where you put, like, one old school hermetic saying I like, they say, where your attention goes, energy flows, right? So all these guys you're talking about, they put their attention on the excuses. Where's the attention in these situations? I don't have enough time, so all of your energy goes into wasting your time on whatever it is, video games or YouTube, or whatever the fuck you're doing, right? And then, I'm not tall enough or whatever. So all of their energy is, all their attention's there. So that's literally where what they're saying goes, where they spend their time, right? So it's very important to, this is like an inner game thing, right? Like, focus on what you have control over and focus on how you can improve. It's totally self-responsibility, accountability, and that's how you're going to get better, right?
And
what do you have control over? You have control over how you spend your time, so you can spend a couple of hours going out approaching or, you know, setting up dates or whatnot, right? And then you have control over what you do on those approaches and the dates, right? You don't have control of the girl's actions. She's going to act how she does, right? But you have control on how you react to her actions, right? And so the more you focus on that, you start cultivating confidence, you start cultivating experience, you start cultivating calibration, like things that are leadership, right? I'm not sure if she's into me. I can focus, oh, she's probably not into me. I'm just going to bring her back to the station, right? Or you can cultivate, no, I'm the master of this. I'm going to do what I want to do, and then I'm going to bring her home anyways and see what happens. Like, you're focusing on, or your attention is on what you can control and putting energy into that, right? So then now you're becoming more of a leader. You're taking risks. You're leading things forward. Whereas if you're, the environment, I'm scared to approach, and, I don't know if she's into me. I'm just going to call it here and hope for her next time, right? Which is, they're looking for, like we said, the mind's on the excuses, and that's where all the energy ends up, and then nothing ends up manifesting, right?
Right. And then, you know, one of the other things that sort of leads into is, damn, I lost my train of thought. Damn it!
Okay, what about this, right? We're talking a lot about this time and this reps and stuff like that. Another thing is consistency, right? So, for example, if it was archery or the gym, you could go one day a week to the gym and do tons of reps and tons of sets. But then what happens if you don't go for another month or something? That's another big problem in this, right? Like, you'll meet a guy, he'll go out one day or 2 days super hard, right? And then, he disappears for a few weeks. Like, that's not really going to get you much results. Same thing, you're going for archery or the gym or anything like that. Like, it's not only the reps, but it's the consistency. Like, the guys who are good are in anything are, they show up. You got to keep showing up.
Here's one of the other part that things that are huge about showing up. And huge about what he said a minute ago about the intent and looking and wanting, like, and where energy, what was it?
Where your attention goes, energy
where
flows.
Where attention goes, energy flows. So a couple of weeks ago, I went surfing for the first time. It was a lot of fun, and I really want to go again. I haven't gone again because it's been, like we said, monsoon season, so it's been raining a lot. So that, in a sense, is a reason that I'm not going, and so you could call it an excuse, but the truth is I check the weather every single weekend, multiple times throughout the week, to see if it clears up, because I really want to go surfing again. And so it's not that I'm not, so my energy is still focused on that thing, even if I'm in a roadblock. It's sort of the same thing as, like, I have a YouTube channel, and It doesn't have a whole lot of subscribers on it. However, I still, even though I haven't shot anything recently, I haven't stopped paying attention to it. I'm still putting a lot of attention and energy towards trying to figure out the next good opportunity I'm going to have to actually shoot something. And so I'm paying attention to that nonstop. And the second that I have an opportunity, I'm going to get on that. Just like in approach, the second you see that really hot girl, or you have a re have a really hot girl on a date or something like that, you're so focused on seizing that opportunity that when it arrives, you're going to get on it.
Exactly. So for sure, like consistency, the environment, your consistency doesn't have to change, but circumstances might change where you need to adjust what you're doing, right? I think that's what you're saying. So for example, say guys will make an excuse, oh, it's been raining a lot in Korea. Oh, I can't go do street game. I can't go do approaches. Well, yeah, you can. There's so many indoor spots. There's so many cafes. There's huge malls in Korea, COEX and places like this. There's the underground area. There is online. You can, swipe online.
Swipe it
Yeah,
up,
swipe it
swipe the
up.
internet
Yeah,
itself.
you can swipe it up. I mean, there is no, if you look at everything that, like we said, if you're looking everything at what you can't do instead of, oh, how can I adjust today? So when I see that it's raining and I want to go out and game some girls or whatever, get some approaches in, then I go to COEX or Gangnam Underground or Jamsho. There's always another, the way I'm looking at it, how can I adjust in this situation? Whereas what most guys are looking, oh, how can I make an excuse so that I don't have to do it, right? So that's a huge thing, huge
But and
shift,
actually,
right?
to bring my I keep on bringing the archery thing up just because it's on my mind, but before I've been, like I said, I've been doing it for 2 weeks. But prior to that, another 2 or 3 weeks, prior to that, I decided that I wanted to do it. And I continuously kept on calling different places, showing up to different places, having my Korean friends try to find stuff. I actually put a lot of energy into just trying to find the stuff. And it would have been completely easy, completely understandable to anybody if I was just like, yeah, I can't find any archery. I can't find anywhere to do it. I can't find anywhere to learn it. It would have been super easy for me to give up after the 10th time that I tried and I couldn't find anything. And then but because I was focused on that thing and I really wanted to do it, I wasn't just looking for an excuse on why I wasn't doing it, that I persevered.
Exactly. So I don't know if you watched there was a Michael Jordan documentary on Netflix that's really, really good. It's called
The Last Dance?
Fuck yeah, that's it. Yeah, The
I
Last
haven't
Dance.
seen it yet, but I'd want to now.
So what's really impressive about it's so good, even if you don't like basketball, just the how competitive this guy was, Michael Jordan, he's the GOAT, right? Greatest of all time in basketball.
You're not supposed to use people's names on this channel.
Oh, Michael, yeah, okay. Right. But anyways, what was very impressive is how he would will everything to victory, right? And that's the kind of the way I look at it. It's like, okay, it's rainy today. I'm gonna will this to happen. Like you start building up this sort of willpower where it's that nothing can really get in your way. You're gonna have roadblocks come up, but it's almost like you're building a willpower momentum. That's even what I would call it, right? Like even for you, say it's rainy, like, all right, well, I can't do this, but oh, there's an indoor spot. You just keep building up that willpower that there's so much momentum that the excuses have very little power because your will is so strong. Does that make sense? Sort of like you have this, this sort of, I don't know, it's almost like you're steamrolling through stuff just
I
because you
kind of
have
feel
so
like a,
much
I mean, I kind
willpower
of feel
built
like it's
up,
a
right?
passion for something. Like you just have
Yeah.
a passion for something where it's like you just really want to do it. There's not even
Right.
really there's not even really any way other way to describe it of like you just can't you just like no I like I have some free time. I really want to do this thing.
Yeah.
And you're gonna find some way to make it work. And you're not even doing it because you're trying to tell people about it, or you're gonna brag about it, or anything like that. You just really love the pursuit of whatever this thing is.
Exactly. So kind of what we covered so far is like getting the reps in. So basically approaches or online stuff or going out at night. And then from there, maybe reps texting and then reps dating, right? Going on a lot of dates. So it's like people always ask like, oh, how do you get better on dates? Like now I have an online profile. I'm getting girls coming over or I do a lot of approaches, but how do I get better on dates? The answer is what?
You do a bunch of
Yeah, exactly. Start setting up dates like every
them.
day
I
or every
did
other day, at least something like that. And then you're going to be comfortable going on those dates, right? And so in order to get dates, you have to go acquire leads, right? Online, day game, stuff like that. And then once you get the leads and you text them, then you get girls out. once you're able to get them out and you go on a lot of dates, you're comfortable with the process, then you end up having successful dates. And then from there, that's how you get regs, right? It's not like guys are looking for this magical formula, or they think something like this, like, oh, I only game for girlfriends or regs. So that means I don't really, I just get a couple numbers and I just sit on them for a while, right? But it's like, in order to even know what kind of girls you're into, or like have the skill set, understand women, have the skill set of actually, say you do actually see your ideal type of chick and you do get her on a date, it's not probably, more likely than not, it's not going to work out just because you don't have the skill set. You're not going to know how to make it work out, right? And so, yeah, just the reps are very, very, very important, and kind of being able to move on and, you know, kind of being swift on your feet.
And think about it this way. When you actually do end up getting a girlfriend, mm-hmm. don't you want to know that you have sort of the confidence and the experience to sort of deal with different situations and different stuff like that, so that you're not somebody that's easily sort of kicked around, or you don't know anything, or you don't have any confidence because you just don't have a whole lot of experience with women in general. So mm-hmm. in a sense, if you really do want to be a good boyfriend, maybe it would behoove you to invest in some of those skills mm-hmm. for the sake of your future girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever it is. So you actually, like, you know, get your shit together, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I think this is a pretty good discussion about, you know, why reps are important, and how basically in any skill, if you want to get better at it, like, consistency is very important, getting the reps, getting mm-hmm. consistency, and kind of like what we talked about, quality of reps, mm-hmm. making the adjustments and stuff like that. And I would even add, like, one thing that can help you if you, you know, initially a lot of people don't have that much willpower, like we're talking about, mm-hmm. they're looking for excuses. So finding a wingman, or get coaching, or finding somebody who's better at you, and you can kind of hold each other accountable, right? So there's a book, what's David Goggins' book called? It was really good.
Can't Hurt Me.
Yeah. Like that. Exactly. Yeah. That book is really good. He has a chapter in there talking about spot checking. He mm-hmm. goes, yeah, whenever I'm out with my buddies or we're doing this, he goes, we spot check each other. Like, dude, you go hit the gym today? You go do this? Like, having somebody that's like, you know, really checking you on your shit, and not just like, not reinforcing excuses. Oh yeah, it was raining today.
There's so, a lot of, yeah.
Because a lot of guys in any community, it could be pickup, it could be whatever, dieting, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
People like to reinforce mediocrity, but if you have a friend that has the same goal as you, you guys hold each other accountable and have high standards for each other, right? Then you're going to call each other out, like, dude, you fucked up. You could have fucking mm-hmm. done it this way. You could have done this. You could have went out today. You could have went to this area. You could have tried to pull her home, even though you weren't sure, right? So if you have people that are radically honest with each other and mm-hmm. holding each other accountable, mm-hmm. not out of hate or anything like that, but it's accountability so that you actually follow through and that you're honest with your own self, mm-hmm. right? Does that make sense? Yeah. So I like how Goggins calls it the spot check. Right.
Yeah. Well, you should expose yourself to people of different levels of experience relative to yourself. You want to experience. You want to expose yourself to people that are at a higher level, like at a higher level of experience than you, and higher level of proficiency, because it shows you sort of what's possible. So you realize, like, oh, that is actually a doable situation. Also, they'll be able to share little pearls of wisdom with you, of like little ways to improve. You want to hang out with people that are your same peer level, because you can kind of have a little bit of a motivation with each other of like, oh yeah, you're out in I used to go clubbing a lot, and if I was with somebody who's about the same level as me, he would be in a set and I'm like, oh no, I really gotta get in a set, like he's standing there and I'm just jerking off. And so that can help motivate you, you know, you're kind of on that journey together because you're the same spot relative. And then also hang out with people that are much less experienced, because you know, you can pass on a little bit of what you've learned. And also it sort of exposes like some of the stuff that you see that like is not necessarily positive behavior. It sort of informs you that like, oh, that guy does such and such. I really need to avoid that particular behavior or attitude or whatever. So it's sort of like an exaggeration of like the wrong things to do. And mm-hmm. then also mm-hmm. don't always just insist on going out and like doing day game or whatever you're going to do. Only do that when you have someone else that wants to go, because that becomes an excuse of like, oh, I couldn't find anybody to go out with, so now I just don't go out. And it, even if you always have somebody to go out with, you still go out alone sometimes, just because it switches up the dynamic, and it also you know, it just, you know, there's nobody around there to observe what you're doing or comment on it, because you know there's so you know you want to mix it up between doing it alone, doing it around somebody less experienced, somebody as experienced, somebody more experienced, if you can get a hold of
Yeah, exactly. So what's good about going out with guys, like you said, more experienced, you can kind
them.
of learn through osmosis. You can see what they're doing. You can kind of mimic it, pick up on it, right? Study it. It'll give you new ideas, new possibilities, right? And then I like what you said about going out with guys that are less experienced than you, because what that does actually, it should, if you're a little bit better than them or have more experience, you can see what they're doing wrong, and it's like it'll become even more clear. It'll reinforce like, oh, that's why you don't do it that way, or that's why you don't act that way, or that's why you, whatever it is, right? It'll really reinforce those things. So
And I'm not,
yeah, for sure, I
and
agree.
get the good value. I'm not a big day game guy. I mean, I've done it a couple times here and there, just like walking down the street, mostly like online and like club game stuff. But that principle of being around people that are, above, mid, and below your experience level, or alone, or whatever, that really applies to anything. That applies to lifting weights, that applies to shooting archery, that applies to anything. Of like exposing yourself to different experience levels reinforces all those things and helps you grow and helps you develop.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, basically, I think that's the big lessons. Get your reps in, build consistency, find out other guys to go out with, hold each other accountable, and really start developing a willpower. Sort of start building a little bit of momentum every day. A momentum to go out, momentum not to make excuses, and really become more of a problem solver and accountable for this, right? And so that's how you're going to get better at, like you said, any skill set. So, yeah.
And doing this really is about your passion, your enthusiasm. It re you know, if you if you're making excuses on why you're not doing it, you may maybe that's your subconscious telling you that you just don't want to do it. And then it maybe it's like not a thing that you're really that interested in. I can tell you this, after years and years of doing it, I still enjoy it. Still enjoy getting some new girls quite a bit. I definitely think it's a very honorable goal. I mean, definitely keep pursuing it. We're not telling you not to, but you've got to think about where you're coming from, and if you're having issues making excuses or anything like that, you need to ask yourself, where is this coming from, and how can I resolve it and get past it, and continue on to your goals, whether it's pickup or some other interest that you're working on.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. You want to shift into sort of a big picture view, right? Like, why am I doing this? So it's kind of like, why am I doing this? I want to improve myself. I want to sleep with hotter girls. I want to have a nice girlfriend. I want a family someday. Whatever your goals are, identify those. And then it's actually easy. Once you see the big picture of what your goals are, right? Then it's easy to actually sort of backtrack them or plan backwards on what you need to get there, right? Like, okay, that means if I want this, this, and this, then to get that, I'm going to need this. And then what can I do daily to do that, right? So for example, say the goal is I want five super hot regs or one wife or whatever the hell, right? That I'm really,
Five super hot wives.
yeah, five super
If
hot
you're
wives,
Muslim, you could probably find a way to get away with that.
or whatever the goal is, right? And to improve myself and know more about myself, then how can you break that down into like a monthly goal? Then how can you break that down to what can I do daily towards that, right? So
And
yeah.
that really, that's really one of the biggest problems with the quick fix mentality of they want results now, is why do you want results now? Because a lot of times the people don't have any patience, they want the results right now. They want to go from 0 to 60 in 2 days or whatever. Those are a lot of times, those are the people that don't stick with it. Those people end up falling out. So it's like, do you want to just, are you under the impression you're going to start getting tens by the end of the month? Well, what's that going to lead to in 5 years from now? Where do you think you're actually going to be?
Yeah,
Like, are you
exactly.
gonna, is it, why is it now? Obviously, we all want the hot stuff right now, but it's like, if you're really one of those quick fix people, which I met a lot of them, you have to think, like, are you committed to this? Like, if it actually did take you 5 years or longer, which actually would probably take longer, are you willing to stick it out and deal with the frustrations and the emotional ups and downs and all that stuff, and continuously keep on improving and getting that experience?
Exactly. So you have to realize that you're going to have to go through some uncomfortable experiences. You're going to have to work some shit out. You're going to be confronted with your own inner emotions and thought loops and stuff like that. But that's all part of the process of working this stuff out, right? And not letting that hold you back from your bigger vision of what you really want to accomplish, right? They're just these little landmarks and these little are not landmarks, but these little blocks that you have to overcome. But anyways, I think we'll wrap it up for here, and we'll probably do a round two about a different topic sometime soon. So yeah, signing out.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.